Thanks for listening to the best of Outkick the Coverage podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
You never know what you're going to get on this show. We have now Nawab Shafat Ali Khan, one of India's most famous tiger hunters. I believe he is on the line with us from the tiger hunting camp in India. Mr. Khan, how are you?
Yes, hello. This is Nawab here.
You are right now. Yes, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much. You are in a camp hunting a man-eating tiger right now, correct?
Absolutely true, yes.
What is the latest on the tiger hunt?
You see, this is one of the most challenging and difficult operations of the century, where it involves four tigers. The main man-eater is a tigress called T1, and she has two cubs which are about 10 months old, and they have also tasted human flesh. So we have orders now to tranquilize the mother and the cubs, and if that is not possible, to eliminate her by shooting.
What is, when a tiger tastes human flesh, what happens? Do they continue to eat it? Do they like it? What happens there?
It's much easier to hunt a human being compared to any other animal in the wild. Because the natural prey of tigers, that's wild boar and other herbivores, they can smell a tiger and get away. Whereas a human being is completely bereft of the power of smell and he becomes an easy prey. And especially when there are cubs at heel, it's easy for the tigress to catch human beings and feed them. And once they start feeding on human beings, they realize that the meat is softer and easier for the cubs to chew, and it's much easier to hunt. So that's why once they become man-eaters, they continue to kill human beings, and that becomes a very serious matter. So far, 14 innocent people have lost their lives to this tigress. 14.
Wow. And how long have you been trying to hunt and catch or kill this tigress?
Operation has been going on for last 1.5 years, but I have been involved by orders of the Honorable Supreme Court of India, and I'm here for past 1 week.
How long do you think it will take to catch or kill the tiger?
It's very difficult because the monsoons are just over, and the tall grass and bushes are making my operation difficult, and the tigress has become extremely elusive. 3 attempts to tranquilize her have failed. She has become extremely clever now and avoiding human beings. So it's a very challenging operation, and I think it will take a considerable amount of time by the time we zero on to her.
How many tigers have you killed in your life?
About 7 man-eaters.
7 different man-eating tigers?
Yes.
In what way do you typically kill the man-eating tiger?
You see, once they become man-eaters, their body language changes. Because man is not a natural prey of any of these cats. So we have to differentiate. With my experience, I can make out by seeing a tiger whether it's a normal tiger or a man-eater. And by this, we identify them, and I use a heavy rifle. I use a .458 Winchester Magnum, which is incidentally an American weapon, and we shoot them with that.
Have you ever come close to being attacked or harmed by a tiger while trying to kill one of these man-eating tigers?
Yes, several times I've had very close shaves in my life.
How close? How close did it come to the tiger being able to harm you?
I have shot a tiger when he was 3 feet away from the barrel of my rifle.
Wow. Running at you.
Running at me, charging at me. After taking two bullets from a .458 Magnum, it came for me. And the last shot that I took in between its eyes, the tiger was hardly 3 feet away from me.
So you have elephants. How are the elephants used to help catch the tigers?
Elephant can maneuver into the jungle where no other vehicle can go. And it moves silently. So we are at an advantage of height. And plus, the elephant has a super-developed sense of smell. So the intelligent hunting elephant will indicate to its driver that there is a tiger in the area. And that gives us a fraction of a second to get alert.
We're talking to Nawab Shafat Ali Khan. He is one of India's most famed tiger killers. He has killed 7 man-eating tigers. He is looking for a tiger that has killed 14 people in India right now. You are talking to us from the tiger hunting camp. What is the day-to-day tiger hunting like for you? You wake up in the morning and do what? Take us through your day as you stalk and pursue this tiger.
We have a very tight schedule. I'm working for almost 20 hours a day. And morning, night, we set up 90 camera traps in the area. And morning, I check all those cameras to see if there is any image of the man-eater. And once we get this image, then we tie baits and we make platforms on the trees. And I have my son, Asghar, with me. We put him up on a machan. Then during the day, if any of the shepherd has had a direct sighting of the animal, then I go there with my team and I try to flush the tiger out because it's a desperate situation. The farmers here are up in arms and it's a very, very serious matter. 26 villages are affected and about 30,000 men are not able to come out of their houses. Nobody knows if one will get back home or he'll be killed by the man-eater. So the matter is, the situation is extremely tense and we are working round the clock. I drive around the entire night with spotlights, just trying to see if I can get a glimpse of the man-eater. But she's become so clever now that for past 1 week, we haven't had a direct sighting.
What? How did you become a tiger killing expert? You said you've killed 7 man-eating tigers in your life, and we're talking again to Nawab Shafat Ali Khan. How did you decide or become a tiger expert, and how did you go about killing your first tiger and hunting him when he was killing people?
We belong to the royal family of Hyderabad. And my late grandfather, Nawab Sultan Ali Khan Bahadur, was advisor to British government on man-animal conflict. And he was an expert on rogue man-killing elephants. So I grew up in an atmosphere where man-animal conflict and problem animals stories dawned the dining table every day. And as I grew up with my grandfather, I would see him go out and track tigers, identify man-eaters, reading pug marks, studying the psychology of these cats and rogue elephants. So the atmosphere of the house always circled problematic elephants. And my grandfather was advisor to the British government for almost 20 years. And in 1972, when the Wildlife Protection Act came in India, and a total ban on hunting was introduced, all the gentlemen hunters and the sportsmen hung up their weapons. And there was a vacuum in the country for someone professional. I shot my first rogue elephant that had killed 12 people when I was just 19 years old. And after that, I have conducted 24 operations for the government of India, wherein I have shot rogue elephants, man-eating leopards, man-eating tigers, And now I'm into tranquilizing of these dangerous animals. I have tranquilized a rogue elephant. Last year, I tranquilized a Manatee tigress. So, and I'm also a former national shooting champion in India. So with my shooting background and the tranquilizing expertise, I'm the man the government of India looks to whenever they have a problem.
This is an amazing story, and we're talking again across the nation. You are hearing from Nawab Shafat Ali Khan. Have you ever tracked a tiger that has killed more than 14 people, or is this the most deadly tiger you can recall in India?
No, this is the most deadly tiger that I am working on. And as I told you, there are two cubs with this tigress which are almost 10 months old, which means they are bigger than a jaguar you get in America.
Oh,
so
wow.
All these three animals are moving together. It's become all the more difficult and risky for me. And then apart from this, the father of the two cubs, the male adult tiger, which we have labeled as T2, is also in the same area. That tiger I cannot shoot. I have to eliminate only the mother, because in DNA tests, the saliva of T1, the mother of the two cubs, has been found on human bodies that were killed. So now I have orders to eliminate the T1, which is the mother, and capture the two cubs. So it's a very, very challenging operation, and I have never done anything, and I have never worked on any tiger that had killed so many people. Last year, I shot a rogue elephant last year in Jharkhand, which had killed 15 people.
This is an amazing story. So I read the New York Times had a big article, which is where I've been following this case. And by the way, can we get you to call in with us weekly and update us as you continue this pursuit of the tiger? Would you be willing to do that?
Definitely. Definitely. It will be an honor for me. But the only problem is I had to come out of my camp, because where my camp and where the tigress is, there is no mobile network.
Yes.
So I had to travel 15 kilometers for a better mobile network. And it will be a pleasure talking to my brothers in America. And I assure you, once this operation is over, I'll come over to America for a live show with you.
Oh, this is incredible. All right, last question for you. What is it about Obsession Cologne that you guys are trying to use Obsession Cologne to attract the tigress that has killed 14 people in India so far? What makes that potentially effective?
Well, I don't agree with that, because I have tried various methods. It may work on a normal tiger or a tigress, but man-eaters become extremely clever and all these things don't work. We always follow the traditional method of identifying pug marks, reading pug marks, and following them on foot, where it's a very, very challenging and dangerous operation. You're walking with a rifle ready and a round in the chamber, and you're following a man-eater, expecting a charge any moment. That is the only thing that's been done in this country, and we continue to do that.
Nawab Shafat Ali Khan, we can't wait to get an update. Stay safe, sir. We appreciate the time, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Not going to lie, that's the greatest interview I've ever done in the history of my radio career. Nawab Shafat Ali Khan, major rewards coming for Danny G for making that happen.